Morning. I'd like to welcome you back to another week and another edition of our Anchored in the Word Morning Reflection. Hope that you were able to join us this past Sunday. And if you know, if you were able to join us, the passage of Scripture that we dealt with this Sunday will be for next week, not this week. But if you can remember back 2 weeks, the text that we were dealing with was Luke chapter 12, verses 49 through 59. And we were focusing on the need to have discernment in these days that we're living in. So if you have your Bible, let's all take it together. Let's turn, look at the text, and we'll look at a couple of introductory thoughts. So again, that's Luke chapter 12, verses 49 to 59. Here's what God's word says. I am come to send fire on the earth. And what will I if it be already kindled? But I have a baptism to be baptized with. And how am I straitened till it be accomplished? Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on the earth, I tell you nay, but rather division. For from henceforth there shall be five in one house, divided, three against two, and two against three. The father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father. The mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother. The mother-in-law against the daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law. And he said also to the people, when ye see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway ye say, there cometh a shower, and so it is. And when ye see the south wind blow, ye say, there will be heat, and it cometh to pass. Ye hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that ye do not discern this time? Yea, and why even of yourselves judge ye not what is right? When thou goest with thine adversary to magistrate, as thou art in the way, give diligence, that thou mayest be delivered from him, lest he hate thee, or hail thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and the officer cast thee into prison. I tell you, you shall not depart thence till you have paid the last mite. Now, this is a very sobering text of Scripture, and the emphasis of this passage is all about discernment. And so I want to give you a simple summary statement to kind of help you understand where we're going this week, and then we'll remind ourselves of last week and the connection between what we talked about last week, what we'll talk about this week. So first of all, the summary. Christ's teaching on these verses calls us to have discernment in the time we're living in. Simply put, God wants us, commands us, expects us to understand the times that we are living in. And an understanding that leads to practical obedience and a walk of faith. So let's tie together the two pieces that we talked about last week and what we'll talk about this week. Last week we saw that Christ was compelling his disciples to be ready for the return of Christ. He says in verses 35 and 36, be ready, let your loins be girded about, let your lights be burning. And then he says that if you are prepared, if you are ready, you are blessed. Verse 37, blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. And then the focus of these verses is that he will serve and host them. Verse 37, he will gird himself, make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. He then repeats these two themes in the rest of the section. He says again, I tell you, they're blessed. 12:38, blessed are those servants. And then, be ready. Verse 40, be ye therefore ready also. The Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. Also, part of the text that we looked at was showing that there's really two kinds of people in the world. Those who are wise and those who are foolish, according to the text. The wise are those who are convinced of who Christ is and his authority and the future of his judgment. And because they're convinced of this, because they take the word of God seriously, they respond by being ready. The foolish, on the other hand, are complacent toward what God has revealed. They are not ready. They're opposed to what the Scripture teaches about the person and work of Christ, his authority, his future judgment. They're not ready. And so this week we're going to examine how Christ compels his disciples to have discernment in the times that they're living. If we know that Jesus is going to return, and we know that we should be living with an anticipation of his return, how should we understand the time that we are living in now? That's where we are looking this week. So, I want to give you a couple final thoughts and then we'll close for the day. We desperately need discernment. And there's a lot going on in the news, a lot of ideas floating around in our society, in our culture. We face a lot of pressures. We need to have discernment. We need to understand these times in which we're living. So I hope that you will join us this week as we work our way through this passage of Scripture and we remind ourselves of some very important truths that Christ highlights in these verses that will help us to think correctly about these days in which we're living. Well, if this is an encouragement to you, I hope you'll share it throughout the week. Maybe share some feedback if it's a blessing to you. And Lord willing, we will meet again tomorrow. Have a blessed morning. Bye now.